Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
1, 2, 3. It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live.
What up, Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
And good day to Jay, a.k.a. Blanderson Hooper. How you doing, Jay?
Good day to you as well, Craig.
Remember, everybody, wherever you listen to the show, remember to leave us a 5-star rating and or positive review. Guys, our latest review from Austin Wooden. Easy 5-star, been here since the first episode. If you don't like this, you probably stan Elfrid.
Wow.
Which is appropriate because this show is all about Elfrid versus Emmanuel. Guys, and please remember to subscribe to the one podcast that, as our great listener D. Ham says,
you guys are the show that brings nothing but sunshine into my life and solves all of my problems.
When I heard that, I cried. I fucking cried. Isn't that nice, Barry?
Like an ugly cry or just like a I'm really touched kind of cry?
Just like one tear coming out of my right eye in the corner.
Very nice.
I wiped it away and my wife said, what's wrong? I said, I just got the nicest message I've ever gotten in my life from some dude that I've never met on a voicemail that's not my real number. Isn't that sad? But because we want to keep bringing that sunshine into all of your lives, we are changing what we're doing for at least 1 week. All right, we want to be there for you. We want to help you through this Hard Knicks life more than ever. A little extra sunshine, Barry, right?
Yes.
Starting this week, big news. Jay, can I get a drum roll here?
Drum roll.
We're going to wake Jay up here because he's sleeping over there.
Okay, hold on.
I hope the news is worth a drum roll.
It's not really worth a drum roll. Starting this week, you're not going to get one It's a Hard Knicks Life podcast. You're getting fucking two. They're going to be shorter because we're lazier than the other shows. Or no, we have jobs, right? Here's Barry you're being totally quiet.
No, but it's not just about laziness. It's also by choice. We want to give quality content and we want to make somebody, you know, be able to absorb it, you know, in a decent amount of time. You don't want to sit there and listen to an hour and a half podcast twice a week. That's a little much.
Yes, that's the deal. This podcast you're listening to right now, it might be a little shorter than you're used to, but that's because just a few days from now, you'll get another one. And for at least the next couple weeks, you can expect two a week. And we'll see how it goes. Guys, the Super Bowl is this weekend. If you're looking to place a bet on any of the sports going on, betonline.ag is the best and only place to lock it in. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. And there is an online casino that never closes. So head to betonline.ag today. Take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Again, that's betonline.ag and sign up today. Barry, real quick, just give everybody the Super Bowl bet that you place that they should bet on too.
Tampa Bay getting 3. You know, Kansas City's great, but how do you go against Tom Brady? I figure he'll keep it close at least. So getting 3 points, I like that bet.
Well, Knicks just came off a win. 107-103 against Chicago. It's their first win in three games. RJ Barrett had 17.7 boards. Julius Randle, another huge game. Potential all-star this year, 27.6 rebounds, 6 assists. Those two guys continue to play really well. But the star of the show, on a night where some of us, I mean, many of us thought that maybe it was going to be Immanuel Quickley's first start. I know Jay's been holding on to a Twitter post and Photoshop.
I'm just waiting.
He's waiting. It's killing him. He's been dying to post it. I'm telling him, just save it for the actual night it happens. I don't know if it's ever going to happen, Jay, because Elfrid Payton, every time that Quickley is about to enter the starting lineup, this fucking asshole, Elfrid Payton, decides to have a decent game. All right, let's not call him an asshole. He helped us get a win. And guys, I want to talk about this game. But there was something about this win that, for me, didn't really feel like we won.
Well, I mean, we were up by 16 in the fourth, and then, you know, the eking out a win, that was a nail biter. And they led from the beginning to the very end, I think, literally from the time it was, 4-2? 2-0 was the last time they trailed, and then it just got so close.
And I know a lot of people hated watching Elfrid score buckets, but I enjoyed it. I mean, come on, I'm rooting for the Knicks here. Elfrid had a great first half. He was getting to the lane. He was hitting those shots like he does, and he wasn't taking them from the outside. He was going to his strength, which was getting down the lane. I was fine with that.
All right, so in this game, Immanuel Quickley, he got, you know, the guy that has been tearing it up, has had a great stretch of games. He played 13 minutes. All right, he had 9 points, 1 assist, 13 minutes. Obi Toppin continued to play his limited minutes. He had 5 points in 10 minutes. The starters came out playing really well. They ended up getting a vast majority of the time in the game. Right, Quickley, over the past couple weeks, his playing time has been increasing, has been getting closer to 25 to 30 minutes, while Elfrid's been playing horribly and his numbers were starting to drop. But in this game, Elfrid Payton got the second most minutes on the team with 35. He did play really well. Did you guys see the reports, though, before the game? Was it Jonathan Macri who said that he heard? Who said that Thibodeau was giving a sense? Barry Schwechter shaking his head no.
Because there was somebody created a fake account.
That was a fake account?
Yes, yeah, it didn't have the C.
Right, right. It's a J. Macri instead of Jason Macri, but they copied his fucking Twitter picture, cover picture.
Yeah. Oh, I was so busy that day and I saw that post and I don't know why I would not think that was real. It's very easy to fake a fucking account when it's not verified.
Yeah, did you see that fuck? Some fuck put that Knicks PR as his name to tweet something out.
Thank you.
Some motherfucking fuck?
Yeah.
Barry motherfucking D?
Oh, that was Barry?
Yeah.
What was that tweet about, Frank?
Well, yeah, it was about Frank that he's available to play, but Tom Thibodeau refuses to play him regardless of the game situation.
I'm so hard on Frank.
So here's what bothers me. This is what bothers, like, it's great that Elfrid had a great game, because he has a great game like every 15 games. Okay. What bothers me is that because he had a good game, it meant that a budding rising star on the team, one of the most valuable guys, he's become one of the most valuable players on this team.
He's probably one of the most valuable players in the NBA.
Immanuel
Quickley, when you consider how young he is.
So if Thibodeau doesn't want to start Immanuel Quickley, fine. But how do you give him 13 minutes in that game? How do you give him 13 fucking minutes in that game?
That I don't have an answer for you.
Just because Elfrid Payton is playing decently. That's what bothers me. It's not even just Elfrid getting that playing time. Let him take playing time away from someone else. I don't care who else. How do you get 13 minutes for Immanuel Quickley? He's been one of the best players on the team. And that's why, even though I'm not going to give Thibodeau a hard time about whenever he's ready to start Immanuel, fine. All right, but that's why I don't like that Immanuel isn't starting, is because every night, Elfrid, because he's starting, is guaranteed a certain number of minutes. And he's basically given the benefit of the doubt. If he comes out on fire, Elfrid, he's going to play a lot more minutes than Immanuel. If he comes out flat, he's going to play a lot more minutes than Immanuel anyway, just because he's starting. He might not finish the game. He's going to play at least the same amount of minutes. What, Immanuel can only come in and play if Elfrid's not playing well? He should get the minutes regardless of how Elfrid's playing. That's my point. Look at the two players' numbers over the past, few weeks. While Quickley has 8 good games, Elfrid has 2.
Dude, look at them on the season. It's crazy. Like you mentioned, you know, Elfrid's getting a lot more minutes. He's averaging over 28 minutes a game, where IQ is averaging 19, and yet IQ is still averaging more points per game than Elfrid. 12.4 versus Elfrid's 11.7. And even though Elfrid is playing 10 more minutes a game, he only has one more assist per game than IQ. IQ's numbers are so much better than Elfrid's, and we know he's a hell of a much better shooter, as well. So not only should he be getting more minutes than Peyton, you're right, he should be starting as well.
And Alfred had a great game, right? But that's because he got the minutes. He scored 20 points in 35 minutes. Emmanuel was actually was better in that game over his 13 minutes. He scored 9 points in 13.
Well, if you look at his per 36 numbers, I mean, they're insane. He's averaging 23 points a game per 36. I mean, he played 13 minutes and scored 9 points.
Yeah, Alfred's per 36 numbers are 14.9. He's got almost 10 points more.
When you compare their last game against Chicago, if they play the same amount of minutes, Emmanuel would have had a better game. But Alfred had a better game because he's just getting the fucking minutes because he starts. Yeah. And on top of that, even though Quickley's been getting less minutes every game, every single game Quickley's coming up with better numbers than Peyton, regardless of the minutes. And now Peyton's going to earn more starts, more playing time because of this one fucking game. And Emmanuel should be earning it. He should be getting it every single night of the week, regardless, no matter what.
Quickley has so many more dimensions to his game than Alfred. And Alfred, you know, we mentioned it last week, his assist numbers are way down than they had been. And yet you're playing with Julius Randle, who's having a career year, RJ Barrett, who's playing amazing, and yet your assist numbers are down, bro? It's weak. It's really weak.
He hasn't had a game with more than 5 assists since January 6th, Alfred Payton. All right, since January 6th, Emmanuel Quickley has had 2 games with over 5 assists.
Yeah, no, his assist numbers aren't great either. But then again, I mean, look who IQ is usually on the court with, that second unit where there's no scoring.
And look at how many minutes he gets.
Yeah.
In the first game against Chicago, Emmanuel Quickley played 30 minutes. He had 16 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds. Probably his best all-around game when it comes to scoring and assist numbers and rebounds, obviously. And then he follows that up with 13 fucking minutes. That's really what bothers me. And on Twitter, there were some pretty big accounts saying, like, it's funny how quiet Nick's Twitter is right now just because Alfred Payton is doing well. And then Tommy D, who I like on Twitter pretty much, said, yeah, Knicks fans always need a punching bag. I'll never understand why they hate Alfred Payton.
Look, I'll root for Alfred to do good. I mean, it's not about that.
Absolutely.
And I mean, we clearly have only 2 point guards on this team, you know, between these two guys. Everybody else is kind of being, you know, can be shuffled around. But my biggest beef with Thibodeau isn't even the starting lineup. I can get over that for now. But his short leash and the fact that he has his starting 5 and his backup 5 and it's just tight, strict 10-man rotation, and he's admitted it. He plays 10 guys. Anybody else on the team is just there, staying ready. Their time will come because inevitably somebody will get hurt, somebody's going to need off, and they need to be ready to play. But he admitted he's sticking to his 10-man rotation. I love Thibodeau. I love this coaching staff. If I was giving them a report card, he'd have straight A's, except in this one category of these rotations, because I don't like him pigeonholing this team into that. And not, you know, you've got other players that are ready to come in on the bench and that I am confident in enough that will perform equal to or better than who he's playing, like Austin Rivers, like Reggie Bullock, like Alec Burks. These are guys that can be substituted for our younger guys who have had good seasons in the limited time that they have played this year, like Knox and Ntilikina. That's what's most frustrating to me.
I think Obi needs to get more minutes. Like, I don't know where he gets them from. I know it's not easy. And it does bug me that Knox has totally fallen out of the rotation right now. Because he has been cold as ice, but there's other players that are very cold out there that are getting playing time.
As far as Obi getting more minutes, there are times that you can put him out there, even next to Randle. We saw it very little bit in the preseason. And obviously you want Mitchell Robinson out there and you want somebody in the center to be a fallback guy when their defense does break down. You got that last, you know, line of defense at the rim. But there are so many teams that are playing small that there will be opportunities that you can play Obi and Randle as your big two guys. And it's not really going to put you at a huge disadvantage, you know, against those smaller lineups that you're facing. You could play a little bit of small ball. And that's, I mean, one way that you're going to get Obi some more minutes.
Listen, you just have to get him a few more minutes. It's just hard to watch him getting 10 a game, 5 in each half. What do you really expect the kid to do out there?
Especially when, you know, a lot of the talk was about his age and him being more polished than most of the other people coming out because of his age. And yet here he is, and he's getting no playing time.
Well, we all thought that coming to the season, but let's face it, that's not the case. All right. And he was injured to start the season.
There were debates going into the season like, wow, you know, Randall's getting paid too much money to come off the bench.
It's unbelievable.
It's not going to happen. It's crazy. The way he turned around, you know, his play is incredible. It's not a debate anymore. He shut everybody up. You know, the strongest Randall haters have become his biggest fans.
Everyone was a Randall hater, and now they're not. But obviously the other problem is that Randall's getting 38 minutes a game, and deservedly so. So there are limited minutes for Obi, but just instead of giving him 10 minutes, get him like 15 or 16 minutes a game. Let him play 8 minutes and a half. I just never think he's going to get into the flow of things. He's never going to, you know, get his feet wet in the NBA with such limited minutes. He's starting to look a little more comfortable, but we barely see him out there.
But that's part of the problem by Thibodeau sticking with this second unit that's so strict. Have some fluidity to it, you know, and sprinkle in, you know, a couple other guys. I'm not going to tell Tibbs how to coach, okay? Again, he's done wonders with this team. The fact that the Knicks are 10-13 with this trash roster that they have, this lack of talent that they have up and down the lineup, seriously, that he's squeezing this out of them. I mean, kudos to the coaching staff. So, I mean, I hate even saying any negative thing about him, but come on, everybody can take a little bit of criticism.
No, they're playing pretty well. I'm excited. They're 10-13. Yeah, I do sometimes question, are we allowed to criticize Thibodeau? Right. By far the best coach we've had in a long time. He's a great coach. Sometimes I feel like nobody wants to criticize him. But that's the one criticism you can make. He's got them playing beyond their abilities right now. But I'd rather see them at 8-15 and be developing these players more, getting them more minutes on the court. I'm excited by every win, but not at a complete... I don't want to see wins when our lottery picks are getting 10 minutes a game. And I think we can still win these games by getting those guys more minutes.
Look, I'm not that worried about Quickly. He is, you know, a staple on this team. And, you know, even Alan Hahn, who's been, you know, critical of a lot of things, but, you know, he's got a good, you know, in my opinion, he's got a good pulse on this team. He said it's inevitable. Quickly will become the starter on this team.
Like next season, maybe.
No, he said this season. And
I don't believe it.
You don't think it's going to happen?
I don't know. Maybe if they... I don't know if
again,
it's
like you
happen,
said, if Peyton Barry. Every 10 to 15 games is putting one of these games together, but Quickly continues to shine like he is, I think he'll move in. The problem is going to be, where is the shooting going to come from if Thibodeau doesn't change around that second group? There's no shooting. At least Quickly can hit a deep shot. You know, Alec Burks, you know, as good as he was at the start of the season, he's been inconsistent. His points numbers are way down.
It's unbelievable. 23 games into the season, we got Frank, DSJ, and Knox all in the doghouse.
Zero. Zero.
All in the doghouse. You know, it's great that Thibodeau is getting, let's not forget, it's great he's getting huge minutes for RJ. And RJ's playing really well, right? Mitch is getting huge minutes. And Quickly is getting decent minutes. And these are three really young guys on the team. And that's awesome. So they've been a big part of us winning. And that's a huge positive. All three of those guys are playing great. But on the other end of the spectrum, you got three former lottery picks that are as good as gone, almost. DSJ is going to the G League by his own request. Knox isn't good enough to crack the rotation right now. And Frank's had mystery injuries all year, and I'm convinced that he's just going to get beat dealt.
For what?
I'm just praying that one of these games, all of a sudden, Frank is going to replace Rivers in these games. Rivers is going to move to the bench, and Frank's going to become that player.
Guys, Clarkson Avenue Crumb Cake Company is changing the crumb cake game. What's wrong, Jay?
Nothing. I'm ready for that ad. I want to talk. Oh.
Introducing the February crumb cake of the month, the cookies and cream crumb cake. Jay, listen to this. You ready?
I'm ready.
Do you have
ready.
A napkin nearby or what?
No, I'm looking at a picture of it.
Do you have like sexy music you could play right now? It starts with a moist and delicious chocolate cake made with only the finest ingredients like fresh buttermilk, real Belgian chocolate, And then, Jay, they add a layer of homemade crema. It says C-R-E-M-E. That's crema, right?
Yeah. Or crema. Yes, it is.
And a mountain of plump crumbs.
Yeah, not just regular crumbs, plump ones. Think about that.
Plump crumbs made from real Oreo cookies.
This is a sexy ad.
Picture plump in your mind.
Two of the three of us right now have just already jizzed in our pants from that.
You cremed in your pants.
I am ordering this one.
I am too. It looks absolutely fantastic. From holiday gift boxes to their world-famous crumpkins, go to clarksonavcrum.com. Use promo code HardNixLife for 23% off your order. Let's listen to some voicemails, guys.
Oh, okay.
What's up, fellas? This is Dean Ham from Hollis, Queens, Run DMC Country. Love the show. Want to give a few takes, and I'll try to make it quick. You guys are the show that brings nothing but sunshine into my life and solves all of my problems. Yeah. Anyway, I love the show. Couple things. One, I think the team is starting off in a great direction. Looking at the schedule before the season, I would not have been surprised if we started off 3-15. Two, I am hoping that Mitchell Robinson's mystery tweet about letting them play was directed towards the refs and not the coach, like some kind of prima donna and shit. Craig, Jamal Murray, Tim Hardaway, Jamal Murray punched him in the nuts. I also do not know what the fine is for ball tickling. I usually pay for that pleasure. Barry, your choking incident will be forever connected with the Ian Begley and the Chips. That has to go down moving forward. And I love all you guys, but I gotta say, Blandy fucking rocks. The guy does impressions. The guy does imitations. He sings, he dances, he acts. He's like fucking White Wayne Brady and shit. Anyway, you guys rule. Love the show. Thanks. Keep it up.
When the fuck have you sung and danced on the show?
All I have to say is this.
And I can't deny the fact that you like me right now. You like me.
White Wayne Brady.
Jay was fucking glowing at the end of that voicemail.
White Wayne Brady. Huh?
Don't you feel a little like you're cheating everyone a little bit because half of what he said isn't accurate at all?
Or? Listen, a lot of what he said is accurate.
A lot of it isn't, though.
But a lot of it is.
Enough of
it is.
I mean,
listen, you know?
Speaking of Barry's choking incident, Ian Begley's back.
Yes.
Motherfucker can't ask a question without
Fuck. Sorry, guys.
That was me.
Fucking bad tickle in my throat, man.
I can't tell what's the real Barry anymore and what's the fake Barry.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, this was after the Chicago... This was the Chicago Post game. Just the other night. And this one's great because right out of the gate, you know it's going to come.
Oh, yeah. You can hear the struggle in Ian Begley's voice.
Ian Begley, SNY?
I swear, every time the girl says Ian Bagley or Begley or Bagley or however she says it, you could tell that she knows this is the, like, Ian Begley, here we go again, SNY. You can tell she knows that this is going to be interesting.
Ian Bagley, SNY?
You always get the dramatic pause as Ian's brushing away the potato chips from his mouth or whatever's going on, right? So you get the nice dramatic pause.
Ian Bagley, SNY?
Yeah, Alfred.
Already shit caught in his throat. It's apparent half a word in.
Yeah, Alfred. Tom mentioned defending the line. Was that excuse me? Was that an adjustment? A big adjustment?
Dry lip in some water.
Tom mentioned defending the line.
It's like that cough. You feel it creeping up.
It's sort of like he was trying to get it out as he was, like, ejaculating.
Yeah, Alfred, Tom mentioned defending the line. Was that... excuse me.
I think that's crossing the line.
Okay, Blandy. Sorry. I apologize.
Here we got Brandon.
Hey, what's good, Craig, Barry, Blandy? What's going on? It's Brandon over here in Georgia, the GA. Hey, man, I just wanted to check in with you guys. I listened to the pod. Loved it. Loved it. Love the fact that you had Knicks Germany represent. Shout out to them. I was wondering if you guys would ever be interested in doing like a, like another collaboration with like, I don't know, Knicks Fan TV with CP or, you know, Pod Strickland, Schwinny Poo, James Marcy. I don't know if you guys ever had that, you know, come across, but I really love the collaboration on the pod. I just want to give you guys a quick shout out. Also, buy the merch. Love the t-shirt. Love the stickers. All right. Talk to you guys.
Brand is getting bored of us, guys.
We've done it in the past. We've been with Macri and JB of Knicks Film School. Did we had CP on, didn't we? Him and JB?
No, we never did. No? We've talked to him a lot about doing that. Every time we see him, we say we're going to do that. You know, obviously, Brandon, one of our biggest listeners, I know he's bought the merch. Big fan. I've sent him stickers. It's not enough, the three of us. It's just not enough for Brandon. We have done crossovers. We've done two-part crossovers with people. We've been on other people's podcasts. I've never done anything aside from having one wild fucking night at John's with Schwinny Poo in the group. I haven't done anything with Schwinny. I'm not sure how we would all mix together if we did a podcast with Schwinn.
I think Schwinn would fit right in.
I think that might be, it would just go totally off the rails though. I don't even know if we'd talk Knicks. I want to do, if we ever do a podcast with Schwinny Poo, I want to do it like in person and all be shit-faced. That's what I want to do. So if anyone knows Schwinn or if Schwinny's ever listening, when COVID's over, I'm down for doing a Schwinn podcast from Barry's house with a lot of alcohol and other things. Right, Barry?
Sure.
Hey, fellas, it's DB. I'm not walking my shit-faced dog, so I'm not going to be panting like I'm, you know, doing the nasty. So some good Knicks wins there, some bad Knicks losses, but you know, I got two things. Number one, I don't want to hear any more about this who's starting, Elfrid Payton or Quickly. As long as Quickly gets his minutes, no one's standing in his way. I'm happy. You know, Tibbs is setting him up to succeed. These are good things. So I don't really want to hear about it anymore. I will say, though, that Elfrid Payton, I don't like his attitude. He's always moping. His energy is so low. The other night when he played well, Clyde was interviewing him, and he was giving him the cold shoulder, disrespecting a legend. I do not like his energy. I don't think he's good for the team in general. Number two, Mitchell Robinson. I don't want to hear about him shooting threes anymore. Unless he can shoot a different kind of three, a three-footer. Shoot a three-footer before you shoot a three-pointer. That's what I have to say about that. The other thing, his ceiling is not Anthony Davis. His ceiling is Marcus Camby. If he can be like Marcus Camby, shoot a 10-footer, shoot a 15-footer, and cut to the basket and play good D, that's what we need. All right? So shoot a 3-footer. Let's start with that before you start going behind the arc. Thanks, guys. Peace.
How can you argue with any of that?
No, you can't.
Can't.
It's on point.
I totally agree with Elfrid Payton. I thought the same thing when I was watching him while Ian Begley was choking. I thought the same thing while Walt Frazier was asking him questions after the game. The dude's energy level sucks. He was all slouched back when Ian Begley was talking to him and everyone was talking to him. In the post game, he's giving one word answers. His energy in those interview sessions matched the energy of his on the court for most of the time, except for games where he's playing well. His energy level on the court sucks. And then you watch guys like Emmanuel and Obi, they have energy on the court, off the court. That's who I want to fucking see playing. Don't need this shit. Alfred's not part of the future. Is he part of the future, Barry?
Hell no. Nah.
Hell no.
Please no.
All right, guys. You all hear that music? It is time for the news with Blanderson Hooper. You got 2 minutes, Blandy.
2 minutes? We're going back to this? We're timed again?
New show, new format.
Okay. I'm just going to get right into it then.
I love you get right into it by telling us all about how you're getting right into it.
I'm getting right into it.
Every fucking time.
So, you know what? I mean,
right, every fucking time. Shut your mouth. Let's get right into it, Blandy. Let's go.
Bleacher Report is reporting that the Knicks actually still have interest in Victor Oladipo. Apparently, the Rockets are not tied to holding on to him. Bleacher Report is also reporting that the Knicks could be on the lookout for Terry Rozier or Devontae Graham of the Hornets as well. So I don't know if either of you heard any of that. No? Yes? No? All right, cool. Julius Randle, if you notice, is number 8 on the first front court all-star game list that was released, I believe, today. Number 8 in the East.
Yeah, he's not going to get voted in.
Well, no, we know he's not going to win a starting job, but you know, at least he's being recognized. Speaking of the All-Star game, it is going to be March 7th in Atlanta, moved from Indianapolis. It will be one night. There are the possibility, or there is the possibility, that there will be other competitions that night, but that has not yet been decided. Not everyone is on board with this. I don't know if you saw De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
Fox said today that he just thinks the whole idea is stupid. And I know you were tweeting about this, Craig. That, you know,
I think
let's take all the best players
ever
and put them in one spot at the same time.
You're going to bring the best players in the NBA all to Atlanta, where they got the best
wings.
Chicken wings slash strip club in the entire
damn
NBA.
Straight.
They're going to all be fucking getting the same lap dances from the same people, and they're all going to walk away with COVID after whole season is going to be canceled. You got a representative from like every fucking team going together for one game. They're playing back-to-back games in the same city to try and keep like exposure to teams and travel limited, and they're going to get together for the All-Star game? The best players?
And possibly have skills competition.
If they do that, I'm convinced that the best players in the NBA already have the COVID shots, because I think it's the dumbest thing ever if they don't.
Speaking of COVID, zero people tested positive in the latest round of testing for the NBA. Nobody.
It's pretty impressive.
Which is good. So that's a big deal. A couple of quick, like, just transactional things. February 6th is the first day that free agents can be traded. Those that were signed in the offseason. I believe there's 89 players that will then be available on the trade market. And on the 27th of February is when all non-guaranteed contracts become guaranteed. So if you want to get rid of anybody, you got to cut them by the 24th so it doesn't count against the cap. And then last thing, LeBron and courtside Karen. Did you guys see this?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Jay is like trying to rush through this news because I'm giving him hand signals to speed
he's
up.
He's giving me like hand signals and
I'm
stuff.
I'm just trying to fuck with you. I just want to see what happens.
I mean, I'm just trying to do my job.
He's like, and courtside Karen LeBron. Thank you. That's the way the basketball bounces.
So if you all saw what happened with LeBron and the lady that he
entertaining.
Called courtside Karen. Yeah, he got into an altercation with this woman and her husband. She looks like she's like 25. Her husband looks like he's like 30 years older than her.
So I'm minding my own business, and Chris has been a Hawks fan forever. He's been watching the games for 10 years, whatever. He has this issue with LeBron. All of a sudden, LeBron says something to my husband, and I see this, and I go, I stand up and go, don't fucking talk to my husband. And he looks at me, and he goes, sit the fuck down, bitch. And I go, don't fucking call me a bitch. You sit the fuck, get the fuck out of here. And I go, don't fucking talk to my husband like that. Don't talk to my husband. And he literally was like, fuck you, bitch. Sit down, bitch. And all of a sudden, now I'm getting kicked out. Excuse me, I have courtside seats that I pay for.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, LeBron. You're a fucking pussy. Get the fuck out of here. You're going to let a 25-year-old girl intimidate you during a game? Bye, bitch.
Yeah.
Yo, I truly cannot fathom.
Yo,
she's now apologized for that.
Listen, you guys know I'm a big fan of saying, fuck you, LeBron.
You hate LeBron.
I hate LeBron, but fuck this bitch.
I mean, the tape does not back it up. The tape does not back up what she said at all, which is why she had to walk everything back. Apparently, like he called her husband like an old steroid head or something like that.
And didn't he say call him like a ranky something?
I think he called her a ranky ass.
And then he called her courtside Karen.
Bitch. I don't know if he said ranky ass bitch, but he called her, a ranky ass.
But like, he definitely didn't say fuck you bitch or any of that stuff like she claims that he did, so.
Her in this video, if she's doing any of that, courtside
right, exactly.
to LeBron, like, could you imagine?
No. And the stadium's like so quiet, you know, because there's no fans in there. Or very little fans in Atlanta.
I have courtside seats for the past 10 years, okay? Yeah, I mean...
old steroid ass and ranky
yeah,
ass.
Yes, old steroid ass. I think that's what he called him. If you look at her, she's another one of the. She looks like if she's 25, she looks like she's had so much plastic surgery done. It's ridiculous. But yeah, so she put out a statement today saying that she used offensive language when she could have taken the high road. Yes, and so she took full responsibility. But this is all because everybody was trashing her online on Instagram and Twitter. And then last but not least, I don't know if anybody's been paying attention to the Mavericks.
Oh.
What is it?
Whoa. I just looked at the score. No, I just looked at the Mavs score. I wanted to get a sneak peek at the Mavs score.
And?
They played Golden State.
And what's the fucking score, Barry?
Well, there's 51 seconds left in the game, but it's Warriors 146, Mavs 114.
Oh, there you go.
The Mavs continue to lose most of their games, which is fucking perfect.
They're like 2-8 in their last 10.
Mavs are 8-14, and the Knicks are 10-13. Who would have thought at the time the KP trade went down that we would be sitting with a better record than them?
And that was just what, three? Wait, no, a couple of days ago was what, the 3-year anniversary of his knee injury, right? The initial one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And look at where we are here. They are the worst team from three. He's shooting 30% from three. Luka is below 30% from three. And they are not doing well, which is just great for us.
And KP, rumor has it, he's fucking Luka's mom.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't
see that. Is
that
true?
Not at all.
That's why you can see the tension on the court. That explains it.
Interesting. That's the way the basketball bounces.
Can you do like a nice little fade out on the bouncing ball?
If you want me to, I can.
You used to do that.
Well, I used a different ball and it slowly bounced out, but.
Oh, that was nicer.
You told me
this one's a Spalding.
You told me to change it.
The other one was a Wilson.
Okay. All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's show. Remember, you can reach out to us. It's a hardnicks@gmail.com.
You don't have any Twitter questions?
You can follow.
You know, Craig, the problem with this 30-minute show is I feel like we're getting into our groove right now. And the show is coming to an end.
Sorry. Yo, we're trying this out for a fucking week, guys. If it doesn't work, if y'all don't like it, if you just want to hear us once a week for an hour, fine. We're going to try to give you shorter shows twice a week. And like tonight, you're going to get a fucking bonus because it's kind of like the same length show.
No, you got your work cut out for you. You got to trim some fat.
Do I have a lot to trim out? Nobody's going to know about? All right. Well, you can follow me on Twitter.
You're going to have to if you want to keep it to 30.
No, I'm not. I don't. Okay. That's not my goal. My goal is for us to record a 30-minute show.
Oh.
I don't care if I cut it down to 30. That's not gonna. I'm gonna spend more time making it a 30-minute show.
That defeats the purpose.
What stupid fuckers, socking fuckers, we would be if we actually did that.
Socking fuckers.
Well. All right, you can follow me on Twitter, at Hardnicks Life. You can follow Barry, at Barry Dwork. You can follow Jay, at Blandy Hooper. And remember, you can call us.
At 516-33-MESH-1.
That's 516-336-3741. If you love our show, wherever you listen, leave us a 5-star rating and or positive review. You can get our merch at hardnickslife.threadless.com. And Jay, why don't you give us the games coming up?
On Super Bowl weekend.
By the way, Barry, we're supposed to record the next one of these short podcasts on Sunday, but no, Barry wants to watch the fucking Super Bowl.
Well, I want to watch the Super Bowl too.
Yeah. What a weird thing that I want to watch the fucking Super Bowl.
What a weird fucking person Barry is. Everyone's like, yeah, Craig, you're the fucking weird one.
Yeah, yeah. Craig's like, I never watched the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It's a fucking American pastime, dude.
I don't watch that shit.
Saturday versus Portland, then Sunday versus Miami. They play every Saturday, Sunday this month.
Will Quickly be the starter before our next show?
No.
No.
He will not be the starter by the end of this week coming up.
Tibbs is so stubborn, he may wait till after All-Star break.
He just likes the way he runs with that second team. That's what it is.
The only positive thing is, you know, Quickly gets to go off for, you know, some points. With that unit, because there's really no.
All right, guys, did we not talk about this enough?
Jesus,
right.
Motherfucker. We're done. Sorry.
All right, guys, until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.